Ladies and gentlemen, Chairman, I thank you for this opportunity. I'm Alana Bailey of the South African civil rights organization, AfriForum. I will submit a written submission, but some points that were mentioned in the past 2 days deserve more attention, and I would like to say something more about that. In the case of South Africa, the separation of powers is essential. The more lines are blurred, the more abuse of human rights and other excesses are likely to happen, as we've seen with state capture, for which many of our parliamentarians are currently being investigated. Constitutional bodies that monitor human rights issues are paralyzed in South Africa by cadre deployment, mismanagement, underfunding, a lack of enforcement powers. In unequal, heterogeneous communities like South Africa, scapegoating also poses a huge danger. Populists are mobilizing support against minorities for ideological reasons. Therefore, it's very important that we have active, fearless media, independent judiciary, involved civil society. And I thank you for this forum where we have the opportunity of providing ideas that we can share with each other, where we can voice concerns, and where we can learn from best practices elsewhere in the world. At the moment, we are especially concerned about a program of expropriation without compensation, which has been approved by our government. Our much-lauded constitution of South Africa will, according to this decision, be amended to enable the expropriation of land in this case, but probably also other property without compensation. And if this basic human right is under threat, we are very concerned about the future of our country and all its peoples, and we appeal to you for your support in this regard. Thank you so much.